We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Vov, in middle of paragraph Chof Dalet. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 296, the right-hand column, about 7-8 lines up from the bottom. Vezehu HaKol Kol Yaakov Beis Koilos. And this is why when the Torah speaks about the power of Yaakov Avinu being in his voice, it mentions the word koil twice. Ki ikar hashlemus hu bechinas simcha, because we learned earlier that the main shlemus is simcha, happiness. Shaydeze kol hasogas oyer hein soif. That's how a person is zeicher to be able to achieve the infinite light of Hashem. The ikar hasimcha bechinas koilos, and the main way that a person gets the simcha is through these koilos, through these sounds. Bechinas chamisha koilos anal. The five koilos that we mentioned much earlier in this halacha, shehem koil sason, the koil simcha, koil choson, the koil kala, koil mitzvahs chasanim, bechinas ki chedvas Hashem hu mozchem. The concept where the way that a person gets joy is from oiz, and oiz is koil. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, hein yitain bekoiloi koil oiz, kama shekosu b'makom achar, as is written in a different place. Avol machmas his gabrus hagolus she ikroi golus hanefesh shehu ikra deis gabrus atzusanal shemisham kol atzoros rochamatzlan. However, unfortunately, as a result of golus, of which the main golus is the golus hanefesh, the golus of the soul, of which the main thing that causes that is sadness and depression, which is the root of all suffering, this is why a Jew has to cry out to Hashem every day, a lot. And the main thing that a person has to cry out to Hashem is for Hashem to take me out of the depression, out of the sadness, and bring me to joy. Shezehu vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem. And then the pasuk says, vayismachu ki ishtoiku. Shenemar b'mizmor hoidu anal, which is written in the chapter hoidu, which we're discussing here in this halacha, chapter 107 in Tehillim. Ki tzrichin litzoik harbe kedei liskois l'simcha shua ikra anal, because a Jew has to cry out Hashem a lot to be zeicha to simcha, which is the most important thing. V'ze b'chinas hakoil koil Yaakov beiz koilos b'chinas koil shel simcha. The koil tzo'oko v'anocho kedei liskois l'simcha. This is why it mentions the word koil twice by Yaakov Avinu. One koil there is referring to the koil simcha. The other koil is referring to the koil tzo'oko, that a person has to scream to Hashem a lot to be zeicha to the koil simcha. V'alkein koil echod choser ve'echod mole kemuva. And this is why if you look at the pasuk in Chumash over there, the word koil is written once without a vav, deficient, and the second coil is written with a vav. Ki koil tzo'oko hu choser, ki ein ze shlemus. Because when a person is crying out to Hashem and saying, Hashem, help me, I'm depressed, I'm sad, pull me out of this, that coil is choser. That, at that stage, the person's weak, he's lacking. Ki ikar hashlemus hu koil simcha. Because the main shlemus of a Jew is when he's singing, when he's happy. Rak shetzrichen litzoy koil tzoko al tzoroiso shemichines chesroinois sheikro michisoran asimcha. It's just that a person has to use that koil. When he's feeling down, he's got to scream to Hashem in order to get to simcha. V'alkein hakol koil Yaakov echod choser vechod molev kanal. This is why when the pasuk says hakol koil Yaakov, the first time that word koil is lacking the vav, showing that the person's in a stage where he's deficient. And what is he doing? He's coiling, he's screaming, in order to get to the second coil, which is coil simcha, which is the shlemus. V'chol ze marumos bebechinas hasulam shero Yaakov. And all of this was hinted to in that ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw. Shehu begimatria coil. The word sulam is the same gematria, the same numerical value as the word coil. Haino bechinas koilois. She'ikrom koil simcha, shaydeze ikro ho'aliyo me'eretz l'shamayim. This tells us that the way that a person is able to climb from the bottom to the top, from earth to heaven, is through koilos, through crying out Hashem. Bechina sula mutzavort zavresh megei shemayim kanal. Vehine malach elikim. Then the pasuk goes on to say that he saw heavenly angels going up and coming down. Shehem hatzadikim. We know that tzadikim are referred to in the Torah very often as heavenly angels. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem kol malachov. Bless Hashem, all of you angels. And it says over there, Giboyre koyach oisei dvorei. That's a nickname for tzadikim. Tzadikim are sometimes referred to as angels. K'may shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as it says in the Zoyer HaKodesh. So he saw these tzadikim, oilim v'yordim boy, going up and coming down this ladder. Ki tzrichin kamo v'kamo pomim lalois v'leirid. Because in order to get close to Hashem, a person has to go up and down many times. That cycle of up and down has to repeat itself many times. Sheze b'chinas ayo v'nofik, rotzui v'shoiv. This is this concept of entering and leaving, rising up and coming back down. Ki hamalocho loy liyom echod v'loy l'shon achas. Because the process of coming close to Hashem isn't a one-day job, and it isn't a one-year job. Ukimavur leil, as we explained earlier, shetzrichin kamo po'omim la'alois v'leireid, kol echad l'fei b'chinosei, that a person has to go through a lot of aliyas n'yeridos, each person on his level. Ad sheyizke l'b'chinas hasogas hatish hecholon anal, until he's zeche to achieve those nine hecholim. V'yalkein, tzrichim b'chol yoim v'yoim, hispoidedus v'sicho tzokois harbe. This is why a Jew every single day has to have a lot of hispoidedus and crying out to Hashem. V'hoikar lizgabra b'choyim v'choleis b'simcha. And the main thing is to fight to be happy every day. U'kama shekosavnu harbe b'dvoreinu b'zeh u'kamavur b'makoyim b'simen chofhe b'lukutim rantanina b'makoyim s'acherim. And as we've written in many, many places now, Sforum, and as Rabbein Zal writes in chapter 25 in the second half of Likut Imran, the incredible benefits of having Hispoiridus. The Siyem, and Rabbein Zal says over there, when he emphasizes how important it is to speak to Hashem in your own words every day, Rabbein Zal concludes by saying, to do that at a set time, for a set amount of time. Ushar kol hayoyim yeh besimcha. However, the rest of the day, you have to be happy. Because during the time of Hispoidus, you can be serious, you can be humble, you can be crying, but the rest of the day, only happiness. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, that's this hakoil koil, the two kinds of koilos, the koil of Hispoidus, the koil of Tzoka, leading to the koil Simcha. And in fact, it's interesting, one of the things Rabbein Zal discusses is that there are two things that appear similar on the surface, but they are very, very, very different from each other. One is a broken heart, when a person feels brokenhearted, and the other is when a person feels down, when a person feels depressed. And Rabbein Zal says these two are millions of miles apart. Now, how does a person tell which one they're in? Whether they're in a state of brokenheartedness, which is one of the highest levels of Kiddusha, or they're depressed. So Rabbein Zal says, the answer is, brokenheartedness leads to simcha. When a person has hispoidedus and he's coming from a place of brokenheartedness, he's always going to end with an upswing. He's going to end up with optimism. Brokenheartedness doesn't lead to rejection, you know, dejection and reject. Brokenheartedness leads to optimism. You know, optimism, having faith, confidence in Hashem. Even though I know that I'm so bad and so low and I've done so many things wrong, Hashem is so good and so great that he can even be misaking me. Hashem and his tzaddikim are so wonderful and good that they could even pull me out of it. And I trust in Hashem. And I'm confident that Hashem is listening to my words. And Hashem knows that I really want to be better, that Hashem is going to help me. That's what Lev Nishbor leads into. Lev Nishbor leads into optimism and simcha. Whereas Chas Shalom, the opposite, Atzvus, leads nowhere, leads downwards, Chas Shalom. The pasuk continues over there, V'hine Hashem nitzav olav, Yaakov Avinu saw kavyochel Hashem standing by the top of the ladder. Ki rak al yidei zeh masig elokusay, shebechinas oyre ein soiv, shemasig al yidei bechinas hatishay cholim, shezoich al yidei asimcha kanal. Because through this whole process that we're discussing here, a person is zoicha to reach kaviyachol, to reach Hashem, to reach those nine hecholim, which gives him like the closest possible connection that he could possibly have to Hashem. Vayomer, and Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu, Ani Hashem alekei Avraham alekei Yitzchok alekei Yaakov. Ha'oretz asher ato sheichiv aleho, shu eretz Yisrael, lecho etnenu lezerecha. I am the Hashem of your forefathers, and this place that you're sleeping on is Eretz Yisrael, it's the Beis Hamikdash, Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give it over to you and to your children. Ki ikar kol zeh zoichin rak b'Eretz Yisrael. Because the place where a Jew can achieve this best and easiest is in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar hamokoim. Eretz Yisrael has the most important place in it. Shehu ha-Beis Hamikdash. Shekol mikol ha-Esra Kedushas, which is the Beis Hamikdash, which is a combination of all 10 levels of holiness. Shem b'chinas ha-Tisho Echolin, Shem klal ha-Moichin, Ima Keser, Shu b'chinas Kedusha Asiris, b'chinas Yom Kippur, b'chinas Kodesh Kedoshim, which represent the 9 Hecholim plus the Keser, which is number 10, which is corresponds to Yom Kippur, as we learned earlier, the 10th level of Kedusha, which corresponds to the Holy of Holies. V'hoyo zaracho kafar horetz. And Hashem said to Avram, to Yaakov Avinu, your children are going to multiply like the dirt of the land, of the earth. Afar horetz u'b'chinas klal hamokim hagashmi betachlis hagashmius. When we talk about dirt, that's the essence of gashmius. You know, that's the lowest, you know, of gashmius. V'sharoshoi humokim hu'elyoim. However, its origin is way, way, way up on high. Shubachinas Hama'akev, Shubachinas Makoimo Shel, which is the Keser, which is called the Ma'akev, which is Makoimo Sheloilam. Shemishom Shoyresh Mokom Agashmi Azeh. It's from the Keser, which is called Mokoim, that there spirals down to this physical world and takes on the form, in its lowest form, of earth, dirt, which is also Mokoim, you know, a place. Sheshom Kol Hanisoyoim Vabechira. And it's downstairs, here on earth, in the basement, that's where the main tests come in, and the main concept of free choice. Umachmas hakilkulim nechzu b'chinas heichli atmurois b'chinas hamokim agashmi, sheshom kol achizosim kedua. And unfortunately, as a result of all the sins of mankind, v'heichli atmurois, the klipois, have been able to latch on to this mokim, you know, the earth, the dirt. Vishom kol achizas atzvus, and that's where atzvus has its stronghold. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, aruro hu adoma bavurecha. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, "Cursed is the earth because of you." Beitzavoin toichalena. You're going to earn your livelihood with depression, with itzavoin. So we see the Be'itzovain is associated with that Adoma, with that cursed earth. V'chol ha'ovois osku b'tikun zeh kiyodua. And all three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were all involved in making a tikun for the Pegama, the Eitz Hadas. Avul Avram v'Yitzchak lo'yhoysam mitosam shleima. However, unfortunately, Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu were not zoche to a completely pure ancestry, you know, to come from them. Avram Avinu had the Ishmael that came from him. Yitzchak Avinu had the Esav that came from him. Ki yotza mehem Esav Yishmael, shemehem kol agolios, b'chinas atzvus. Because unfortunately, from them came forth Yishmael and Esav, who are the causes of all the golios that Klal Yisrael are going through. V'alkein lo nezbararo v'nezdakcho hu adom adayim. And that's why, during the time of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, the Adoma, the earth, had not yet been purified, had not yet been perfected. Avol Yaakov, whereas Yaakov Avinu, Hayom Itosei Shlema, he was the first one to give forth all pure children. V'alkein Nizborech, V'hoyo Zaracho Kafar Horetz Daika. This is why Hashem was able to say to him, your children will be like the dirt of the earth. Uforatzto Yomov Okeidmo V'tzvanim V'negbo, and you'll spread out in all four directions. Shehu nachalo b'li mitzorim, Kohen Shorazal. The Gemara says Hashem was telling Yaakov Avinu that you're going to have no boundaries. You're going to expand in all directions. Ki hu zocho l'sakin chetot omarishin b'yoyser. Yaakov Avinu was the one to succeed most in making the tikkun for the begam of Adam Rishon. At shesoif kol soif yigmur esheloi. to the point where in the end we know that he's going to finish completely. Because the third and final Beis HaMikdash will be in the concept of Yaakov Avinu, just like Yaakov Avinu is the third of the forefathers. Kihu male afar horetz shu tachlis hamokim agashmi ad shoyrish hamokim shubchines mekomi shalom kanal. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who's capable of taking the afar horetz, which is the essence of mokim gashmi, and elevating it to mokim, to mekomim beis hamikdash, you know, to the highest level of mokim. This is why Hashem said to him, your children are going to be like Afar Horetz, meaning you're going to be able to reach all the way down to Afar Horetz, to the lowest Gashmias, and plug it into Ufratz the Yom HaVakeim, or plug it into something that knows no bounds, which is the infinite, Ein Sof, like that concept. Shebechol HaMakoymos Sheyeredu Yisrael, meaning that to all the places that Klal Yisrael will go down, Yevareh ve'yaloi samishom, they'll succeed in making the birur and coming up from there. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, im yihia nidachacho b'ktzei hashamoyim, if those Jews who are going to be, you know, distanced, they're going to be pushed out, even if they'll go to the other end of the world, mishom yikabetzcho, they'll be gathered in from there. All of this is alluding to Moshiach, who's going to come forth eventually from Yaakov Avinu, from his son Yehuda, Shehu Meir Bechol Dor Vador, Bechol Zer Yisrael, who's the one whose light is shined into each and every single generation, into each and every single Jew, L'samchom, to bring happiness to them, U'lechazkom, and to give them the encouragement that they need, through his great power, and with his deep counsel, his deep advice, to the point where eventually Moshiach will succeed in elevating the Jews from all the distant places that they've drifted out to, where the Hechli Atmuris is very, very strong, and he will succeed in gathering them in from there, and elevating them, and perfecting them. Rav Nosazal here connects what's being said about Yaakov Avinu to what it says in that chapter of Hoidu, that eventually there's going to come a tzaddik who's going to gather everybody in from everywhere and be able to elevate them. He's going to be able to gather in all the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen to the furthest places and be able to put simcha to them, give them chizuk, and elevate them. And now we come to the bracha that was given to Yaakov Avinu, where Hashem said that through you will be blessed all the nations, all the families, and your children. Bechinas habrochos hanal shemekablim al yedei shemevarin mehechli atmurois al yedei asimcha. Rav Nosson Zal says, this ties into, if you recall, in the middle of the chapter on Likutei Moran there, when it spoke about Netzach Yisoy going up to Chesed Gvura Tiferes, Rabbeinu Zal had explained there that Chesed Gvur Tiferes is the Odayim, which is the bracha. Because we find when the Kohanim give a bracha, they do it Vayiso Aharon es Yodo Vayivorachim. So Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the Birkas HaSechel. He quotes the pasuk also by Yaakov Avinu, Sikel es Yodov. When Yaakov Avinu was giving the bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, it says Sikel es Yodov, he reversed his hands. But also Rabbeinu Zal says Sikel means Miloshin Sechel, that the transmission of Sechel from the Kohanim to Klal Yisrael is done via the Yodayim. The Yodayim are the ones, the hands give the bracha. And again, in order to get to that bracha, Rav Nosson Zal says, a person has to start from the ground, from step one. And step one was the birur from the Hechli Atmurais, being able to select out and extract the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the Klipois, for which another name is Hechli Atmurais, through Simcha. When a Jew does a mitzvah b'simcha, that's what gives him the ability to extract those sparks of Kedusha that have fallen mibein haklipos, shehu bechinas koil, bechinas sulam hanal. And this is tied into what we learned in the previous shiur about the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw in his dream, the ladder which started from the ground and reached up to heaven. And we had said that sulam is bigimatria koil, kuf vav lamed, referring to the koil and dibur, the koil of kedusha, which Rav Nosson Zal had given a whole explanation about in this, in the previous part of this paragraph. Now Hashem continues to say to Yaakov Avinu there, Vehine anoichi imach, I am going to be with you. This is part of the dream of Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Bechinas alias hamalchus. Those words are relating to the elevation of the malchus. Shehi shechina selukusoi. The malchus is sometimes referred to as the shechina. Shehoyo bebechinas golus behechli atmorois, which at one point when the Jews commit sins, we do the wrong thing, that malchus, that shechina, is exiled mibein haklipos, it falls. Validei avoidosoi kanal, and through the person's avoido, biroi mishon, he extracts, he selects out the sparks of Kedusha that can be rescued, that can be taken out. Ubisroya Hashem Yisborach, and when Yaakov Avinu succeeded in doing that, Hashem gave him this good news, this besura toivo, vehine anoichi imach. Shehu Yisborach imoi tomi b'chol mokim shehu, that Hashem is with him wherever he is. Shaydeze ikor hakoyach levarer ulahalo ismalchuse Yisborach. That's what gives a Jew the ability. How does a Jew dare to go mibein haklipos into the hechle atmurois and try to go on a rescue mission? He's going to be a paratrooper, go behind enemy lines. How do you do it? The answer is the only way a person can do it is vehine anoich imach, by Hashem promising the person that I'll be there with you. Shebechol al yidei sheyoidim, shebechol mekoimois memshaltoi, by the person knowing that Hashem's memshola is everywhere. The pasuk for that is umalchusoi bakoil moshola, the Arizal says. From there we see that Hashem's malchus goes everywhere, even mibein haklipos, even to the lowest places. Vahashem yisborach imoy tomid afilu b'mekoimoy sachitzaynim chas v'shalom. And Hashem is with the person even when the person is operating behind enemy lines, in the mekoimoy sachitzaynim. Shezeo bechinas, this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, Gam ki elech begeit salmoves, lo iraro ki ato imodi. Because I know that you, Hashem, are with me. The Shekhinah is there. The Malchus is there. And that's what gives me the ability to go there as a Jew and to try to be mevarer, the sparks of Kedusha that can be rescued from there. Now that Hashem continues saying to Yaakov Avinu, Ushmarticho bechol asher telech, I will protect you. I'll watch over you wherever you go. Now, telech, halicha, that refers to the feet. Bechinas shmira soraglim, this refers to a protection for the feet of the kedusha. Shehem klei ha-halicha kanal, which are what a person moves with. If you recall, we mentioned the Sifrei Kabbalah quote the pasuk ragleho yordos moves, that very often the feet of the kedusha, which are the malchus, the shechina, goes down into Moves, into the place of the Klipos. And that's why they require special Shmirah. That's why a Jew is obligated to wear shoes, to wear slippers, because of the fact that the Arura HaAdama, the Adama has been cursed. The Adama is a place of Tumah. And if the feet come into contact with that directly, they can be harmed, a person can be harmed spiritually. Therefore, he needs this Shmirah of the shoes, the slippers, you know, that he wears for that purpose. And Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu, I will return you to Eretz Yisrael. Even when you're going to leave Eretz Yisrael, I'm promising you that I'll always bring you back. That no matter what aliyos and yeridos you're going to go through, you're always going to be able to come back to this land. Shehu Eretz Yisrael, Sheshom HaBeis HaMikdosh, Sheshom Iker Hasogas Hatisho Hecholan Anal Kanal, as we learned earlier. Eretz Yisrael, which has the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the ultimate location of these Tisho Hecholan, the nine levels of Kiddusha that exist within the Beis HaMikdosh. And Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu, Ki loy e'ezovcha, I will not forsake you. V'dor shrazal, and the Midrash says about that, Shehivtichoy al haparnosa, that in these words, Hashem was promising Yaakov Avinu that I will always provide for you. Parnosa, bechinas, as the Pasuk says, loy roisi tzadik ne'ezov, ki loy e'ezovcha, is milosh ne'ezov, that I have never seen a tzadik who was forsaken, who Hashem left him without food, without parnosa, without basic parnosa. Hainu shehivtichoy sheyikabel birkas hayodayim anav. Here Hashem was promising him that he would receive this bracha, the bracha that comes from the Yodayim. Shehu bechinas birkas haparnosa shekibel Yaakov miYitzchakovi. This refers to the bracha of parnosa which Yaakov Avinu had received from his father Yitzchak Avinu. K'may shekosov, as it says, ve'yitein lecho hu elikim mital hashamayim. Yitzchak Avinu gave him this bracha. Ki afal pi shemavur shom. Now Rav Nosson Zal wants to explain. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in this chapter, doesn't make any reference to Gashmius bracha. When he uses the term bracha there, he mentions only Birkas Hasechel. So why do we find here, in this place in Chumash, which seems to be a perfect match to that chapter in Likutei Moran, why do we find talk about Parnosa? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Even though it's explained over there in the Likutei Moran that the most important bracha is the bracha of Seichel, just as we find in the Shmon Esrei, which is the most important part of the tefillah, when we get to the place where we're making our requests, before we ask for parnasa, before we ask for refua, before we ask for slicha, the first thing we ask for is seichel. So we see the most important bracha is the birkas haseichel. Avol etzel hatzadikim hagdoilim hakoil echod. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, by the great tzadikim, the ruchnius and the gashmius is one. Ki al yidei birkas haparnosa mekablim birkas haseichel. When they receive a bracha of parnosa, gashmius parnosa, that's what enables them to increase their seichel. Ki achilosom uparnososom hu bekidusha gedoylo, ad shachilosom uparnososom biatzmoi hu bechinas birchas haseichel. Their eating and their parnosa is on such a level of holiness that it's considered to be literally a birkas haseichel. When they're eating, Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Kutamar on Tori Yutes, where he explains that when a tzaddik is eating, he's not focusing on the food. He's focusing on the letters that are found in the food. He's focusing on the letters. So again, when he's eating, he's going for the seichel. That's what he's going for. He's looking to elevate his das. The Gemara says, Yayin v'rechni pikhin, that wine opens up the person's, it gives a person harchovas hadas. Meat, the Gemara says that one of the rabbis was once asked the question and he didn't have the answer. The next morning, he came forth with the answer. So the rabbi said to him, what happened to you? He said, when you asked me last time, I hadn't eaten meat yet. So Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Kutimar that by tzaddikim, there are times where their achila leads to a harchova sadas. Ki mekablim hamoyach v'hasechel al yidei achilosam, because they receive moichen and sechel through their achila. K'mo shekoso b'mokom achar, as is explained in other places. Now the pasuk continues and tells us, Vayikatz Yaakov mishnosoi vayomer ochin yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh v'anoichi lo yodoti. Now we find Yaakov Avinu waking up from his dream, and he says, he makes two seemingly contradictory statements. He says, Ochin yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. I realize that Hashem is in this place. So obviously he's saying he realizes, he understands. And then he says, V'anoichi lo yodoti. And I did not know. I did not know, or I do not know. Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'anoichi lo yodoti ze bechinas tachlis hayediyo deloy neda. This term where Yaakov Avinu says, I do not know, here he's relating to what Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that we know that the tachlis, the peak of chokhmah and das that a Jew gets to is where the person realizes that they don't know. In other words, for example, when we talk about the spheros, when a person's climbing up from the bottom, from Malchus to Yisoy to Netzach to Chesed to Chochma, Bino, and Das, after you get to Chochma, what's next? After that comes the Keser. And the keser is something which we all know we have no connection to. We can't see it. For instance, I remember my father-in-law once said that the Tikkun Ezer says we make a bracha every morning in the Birchas Kriya Shema. We say Baruch Ato Hashem, Yotzer Oer, Uvorei Choshech, Ose Shalom Uvorei Sakol. So the Tikkun Ezer asks, we know that in Kiddusha the rule is always Malin Bakoidish, that we go, we work our way up from the bottom to the top. Now we know when we speak about the worlds, the heavenly worlds, Yetzira is below Bria. The order of the worlds is Atzilus is the top, then comes Bria, then comes Yetzira, then comes Asiya. The Olam Asiya is the physical world that we human beings are in. The Olam HaYetzira is the world of the angels. The Olam HaBria is the world of the throne of Hashem. That's what it's called. And the Olam HaAtzilus, the word Atzilus is Miloshen Eitzel, the closest thing to Hashem possible. So the Tikkun Ezer asks, hold on a second. By Yotzer, it says Oer. By Borei, it says Choshech. I thought that Bria is a higher level than Yetzira. Why should Bria be Choshech? And the Tikkun Ezer says that the light of Bria compared to Yetzira, we're talking about so high a level of light that to the human eye, it appears as darkness. Just like when a person looks directly at the sun. What do you see? You see black because the light is too bright. Here also, when it uses the term Uboire Choshech, the word Choshech there is referring to a level of light that's so bright that to us it appears as darkness. As we're going to see in a moment, Rav Nosson Zal is going to reference that to here. So here also, when a person is advancing in knowledge, a person learns one thing, learns more, learns still more, and learns so much to the point the more they learn, the more they realize how much they don't know. And the tachlis idea, when a person gets to shleimus hadas, they really know how much they don't know. They really realize how much they don't know compared to Hashem, kav yachol. Sorry for the sound effects. It seems like somebody's burglar alarm or something went off, and it's adding interesting spots to our shir. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, tachlis haidia deloy neida, shehu bechinas hamokoin. That's the concept of this place that Yaakov Avinu found himself in, bechinas keser, which we mentioned earlier, that the term mokoim refers to keser, the highest level of light possible, the crown of Hashem, as we say in Musaf on Shabbos, Boruch Kivoid Hashem Mimkoimoi, the Arizal says Mimkoimoi is the keser, that's the highest place of Kedusha. Bechinas Hamesader V'Hameyashev. This relates to what Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Mesader V'Hameyashev Shehu Bechinas Hama'akev Kanal, that there's a concept of the moichin, the seichel of a person running upwards, climbing up, trying to get higher and higher in levels of understanding, and at some point there's a brick wall over there, which is the keser, the crown is like a fence around the head, which keeps the moichin boxed in, not allowing them to go out of bounds where they get blown away, they blow up to smithereens, you know, in terms of the light being too bright. And it's through this process, this entire process that we've been discussing of elevating the Kedusha out of the Malchus, out of the Mibena Klipois, and climbing up the ladder and getting to a point where the Seichel of the person is racing to understand more and more and more, and at some point in time it's crashing against this wall that's not allowing it to go past a certain line, and that's what gives a person their hasoga selikus, their understanding of Hashem. Al yidei hakoas haredifa bahamakev, through the striking of the redifa, the meichin which are racing upwards, and the ma'akev, this fence that keeps them boxed in. V'zeh shomar Yaakov, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokim azeh, Vanoichi lo yodoti, shedaiko al yedei vanoichi lo yodoti, bechinas makei vanal, through the fact that there is this aspect of anoichi lo yodoti, there's something blocking me from understanding certain things, there's this keser, this ma'akev, through that, daiko hisakti ato elokusoi, I was zeche to achieve an understanding of Hashem, Ki yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, meaning that Hashem is in this place. Ki daika al yedei hama'akev, b'chinas miniyas hayediyah, ad sheyis yashev, through the fact that there is this obstacle, this obstruction, that blocks the person from achieving complete understanding until they first think it through very carefully and slowly. B'chinas miniyas hayediyah, exactly. That's what gives the person the ability to achieve some degree of understanding in this infinite light of Hashem. And this is what the Gemara refers to when the Gemara says, "Ein haTorah miskayemes ela b'mi shemesem esatzmoi ke'eno yodea." That the only person who will achieve a true, complete success in Torah is a person who has the ability to make believe he doesn't know. In other words, even though he has tremendous understanding, he's achieved high levels of understanding, he claims that he knows nothing. He acts as if he doesn't know, meaning he realizes that he doesn't know. As much as he knows and achieves and understands, he knows that he doesn't yet know fully. He doesn't understand Hashem yet fully. Because it's through this lack of shleimus hayediyah, which comes about as a result of this obstacle, that's what gives the person the ability to achieve what they can achieve, which means to achieve the maximum level of understanding that they're capable of understanding. וזה בחינס מה שמובה בדברינו בהלכס תפילן הלוכה היי ובמקוים הסחרים. רב נוסנזל says this is tied into what we mention in ליקוטי הלוכס אורחיים חלק א' in הלכס תפילן הלוכה היי and in other places, שדרכוי זל הוי אלוימר בכל פעם, that רבנה זל very often would say שאתו אינו יודע כלל. Right now I know nothing, I don't understand anything at all. V'achar kach be'ez zman, and a few moments later, hisig hasogas neirois. We saw that he gave a shiur which showed incredible level of understanding of Hashem. V'chein kam upamim kol yemei chayev, and this was repeated many times during Rabbeinu Zal's lifetime. Ki etzel kol yediyah v'hasoga, because by every single level of understanding, yesh b'chinas tachlis hayediyah d'loy neida. There's the peak of that when a person, let's say Chachma is 6 inches high. A person starts, he covers inch one, inch two, inch three, he's up to the sixth inch of Chachma. He's gotten to the roof of Chachma. The next step is the Keser, which is blackness. You'll have to, like this black hole, where the person doesn't know and doesn't see. Just as the Arizal says, when a person goes from world to world, we picture each one of the worlds has its set of 10 spheres, 10 madregas. When a person gets to the keser of the olam ho'asiya, now he wants to enter into the olam ha'yitzira. Where does he enter? He enters from the ground floor, from the malchus of yitzira. Malchus is always the les lo migar maklum. Malchus is emuna. It's the absence of light. It's the absence of understanding. So that each time a person reaches a certain level of shleimus and chachma, the next step is the realization that he doesn't know, that he's starting from zero again and working his way up within the next world, etc., etc. V'achar kach zoichen al yidei ze daiko shebite latzmoi v'yoda she'enu yidei haklal. And Rav Nosson Zal explains that when a person reaches a certain shleimus of seichel, and then, despite everything he knows, the person says and realizes that he doesn't know, that's what enables him, through this bitul and this realization that he doesn't know, that's what gives him the ability to achieve new levels of understanding of Hashem, mehedar hayediyah el hayediyah, from absence of understanding to complete understanding. Shezehu bechinas v'hachochma me'ayin temotzei. This is what's meant by the pasuk in Novi, where it says that chochma comes me'ayin, from nothing. The word ayin, kabbalistically, is a nickname for keser, The Keser is called Ayin, or Ein Soif. So Chachma receives from Keser. Rav Nosanzal says, though, Al Pi Chassidus here, that how does a person achieve Chachma, Shleimus Adas? May Ayin. By his ability to know that he doesn't know. Ayin means nothingness, means not. By not knowing, by realizing that he doesn't know, that's what avails him to a whole new world of Chachma, new knowledge. And even on a simple logical point, if a person walks into a classroom, a child, a 13-year-old child, walks into a 6th-grade classroom, and he walks in thinking that he knows everything that these kids know, forwards and backwards, then anything the teacher's going to say there, it's not going to go into him because he feels confident that he knows it already. He's not sucking in. He's not drawing in information. He's not availing himself to draw. Whereas a person who walks into a room and no matter how much he knows, he takes an attitude that he's blanking his mind out. He's going to make as if he knows nothing. He's starting from scratch. He's starting from zero. That person is availing themselves to receive everything, you know, to receive all new information. Now Rav Nosanzal says, V'hakol al yidei simcha samitzvah kanal. And again, what started this whole cycle, as we learned earlier? It was all through simchas hamitzvah, as we explained in the previous shiur. Now the Torah continues over there and says, Vayiro vayomar, that Yaakov Avinu was filled with fear and awe, and he said, Ma noiro hamokim hazeh, how awesome is this place? Rav Nosanzal explains, Ki shom debechinas pegias horadifo bahamakev, Shehu bechinas vayivka b'mokim kanal, shom ikra hayiro ilo. Because at that place where these two meet, where the Chochmah and the Keser meet, where that fence, where the Moichin are racing to reach up to Hashem, and they're coming to a roadblock, which is this Keser, which holds them back, not letting them go past a certain line, where if they chas v'shalom cross that line, they can burn up, they can be destroyed. That's the place of Yira Ilo, of the upper Yira. We know this is a very important point that's discussed throughout Sefer Chassidus. We know that there are certain places in the Gemara where the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh where they seem to imply that Yira is lower than Ahava, that Yira Hashem is lower than Ahava Hashem. And then there are certain other places where it seems to imply that Yira is above Ahava. So the Zohar Kodesh answers, you're right, there are two types of Yira. There's Yira Tato, which is Yira Sa'onesh, where a person's perception of Hashem is that Hashem has the ability to punish if I do the wrong thing. That level of Yira, even though it's extremely important and necessary as part of a person's, you know, Kesher to Hashem, it's still considered beneath, below Ahava. But there is a second type of Yira, which is called Yira Ilo, which is called Yiras Horonimus, which is not a fear of punishment, but rather it's a respect that comes from an understanding, a perception of the awesomeness of Hashem. It's an awe, it's a feeling of awe, which a person achieves by seeing the magnitude of Hashem, like how awesomely large and great Hashem is. So Rav Nosanzal says, the place of this Yira Ilo is the place where this Chachma meets the Keser, where the Moichin, the Redifa, meets this Ma'akev. Bechinas, as we find, the Torah tells us that when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says there, Vayaster Moshe Ponov, that when Moshe Rabbeinu first saw the burning thorn bush, he covered his face, Ki Yore Mehabit El Hu'elekim, because he was afraid to look at Hashem. Because when a Jew's brain and mind is racing to try to see, to try to understand, we're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hodor, Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Chav Dalet, in the standard 8-volume sets, we're on page 298, the right-hand column towards the top of the page, about a third of the way down. Rav Nosanzal says, "Vaydeze ikar hasogas hachochma," and it's through this process of the mind running, racing, trying to understand, but yet being held back and being contained within certain boundaries, that's how a person is zoche to achieve chokhmah successfully. Bechinas reishis chokhmah, yiras Hashem, seichel tov l'chol oseyem. That in order for a person to achieve this reishis chokhmah, this pinnacle of chokhmah, there has to be a yiras Hashem, there has to be a tzimtzum, a barrier, a holding back, a limiting factor. And then it's seichel tov, then the seichel is a constructive seichel. V'zeh bechinas yiras Hashem reishis das. And this is also another pasuk where it says that fear of Hashem, that is above das. Bechinas reishis chokhma yiras Hashem. Zeh bechinas keser. Bechinas hama'akev. Shehu reishis hadas v'chokhma. These psukim are referring to that which is above chokhma, reishis chokhma. The head of chokhma, on top of chokhma, is keser, which is sometimes referred to as yiras Hashem. Which yira? We're talking about yiras harememus, obviously. This yira ilo. Kihu lemalo mehamoichin. This is above the moichin, above chokhma bina das, shema'akev hamoichin, and it holds back the moichin. Sheze bechinas yira. That's this concept of yira, fear. Bechinas ki yore mehabit. He was afraid to look. A concept of knowing when to close your eyes, because if you look directly at the light is too blinding there to look at. Vaydeze ikar hasogas hachochma, bechinas reishis chochma yiras Hashem seichel toi. Ki daiko alidei hayira, bechinas yore mehabit hanal, aydeze masigin seichel toiv kanal. It's through this yira, through knowing boundaries, knowing these restraints, that's how a person zeche to be matzliach in their chochma, in their seichel. V'zehu, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, Ein ze kiim beis Elokim. This place where I am now is obviously the house of Hashem, the site Shehu HaBeis HaMikdash. This is the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Shero'o v'heivin, Yaakov Avinu saw and understood, She'i'efsher lahashlim tikun hasogas elu b'shleimus, kiim k'she'yibone beis Elokim. He saw that even though he's achieving great heights in understanding Hashem, the shleimus of it will only be when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Shehu HaBeis HaMikdash HaAchroin, referring specifically to the third and final Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibone Bizchusoi, which will be built Bizchus Yaakov Avinu. Kama Yishan Razal, as the Gemara tells us, that the Jews have three Bote Mikdashos, corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The first two were able to be destroyed. The third one, which is Bechinas Yaakov, is permanent, because the Gemara tells us, Shikra loikoi, sheker cannot stand, sheker ein lo raglayim. Emes, kushta koi, kushta means emes in Aramaic, truth, will stand permanently. Svas emes tikoin load. And Emes is the madrega of Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes Liyakov. So his Beis HaMikdash, that third one, will be the final permanent one. Kishom kol hasogas hatishrei cholin hanal, kanal. Because it's in the Beis HaMikdash that Klal Yisrael achieve the full, the highest degree of understanding of those tishrei cholin. V'alkein omar beloshoin ein zeh. And this is why Yaakov Avinu used this strange wording. He could have said, Ze Beis Elokim. He didn't say that. He said, Ein Ze Ki'im. This is not, but only, the Beis Elokim. Shemarames al kol ha-churbonos, k'moshem razal. And the Gemara tells us that these words, Ein Ze, this is not, this isn't it, this isn't it. This is a remez to the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, where even though it seemed as if the Jews had it all, this was not it. This isn't the real Makor yet. This isn't the final one. Hainu sha'afal pi shehu masig ato mashamasig. This means that even though Yaakov Avinu is achieving great levels of understanding now, v'roya masharoya, and he's zochet to see, you know, high-level things, aval adayin ein ze tachlis ha-hasoga. However, this is not yet shleimus. Kiyim beis alikim. The only time when the Jews will be zochet to shleimus ha-hasoga is when they'll have that final Beis Elokim, Shehu HaBayis HaAchroin, which is the third and final Beis HaMikdash, She'oz daiko yistakein hakoil. Then everything will have a will come to its complete tikkun. V'yizbararu heichle atmurais. The heichle atmurais will have extracted from it all the sparks of kedusha that can be rescued. V'nizke kulonu l'simcha atzuma. And that's when we'll be zeichet to the highest level of simcha. B'chinas ki b'simcha teitzeyu. As the pasuk says that when the Jews exit, when they exit completely from exile, their final exit, it'll be with simcha. Va'oz daiko yistakein kolan al b'shlemos. And that's when all of this will come to its complete tikkun. And this is why the pasuk continues there, v'yashkein Yaakov b'boker, that Yaakovinu got up in the morning, ke'or hayoim. B'boker means when the day is lit up. She'oz nasin kol ho'aliyos hanal, alidei tikkun ha'tfilah kanal. Because we know, as we mentioned earlier, that during the nighttime, many tikkunim cannot take place. The aliyah soilomos can't take place. It only starts in the morning when the person starts davening shachris, etc. That's when they start the aliyah soilomos. Vayikach esoeven, and the pasuk says there that Yaakov Avinu took that rock that he had slept on, and he made it a matzeva. Vayitzoy shemen al roisho, and he put oil on the top of the rock. We know that this concept of oil is always a remez to sechel. Shemishom nimshach shemen hamenorah. That's where the oil of the menorah comes from. Shubchinas shemen shel ner Chanukah, which corresponds to the oil of the ner Chanukah also. Ki kol ha'oirois v'ha'hasogos shehim b'chinas ner Hashem nishmas adam nimshachim rak alidei horadif v'amakev hanav. Because as we explained earlier, the whole concept of receiving light from Hashem and receiving seichel from Hashem, which is compared to a candle, a burning candle, is dependent on this process of the redifa and the ma'akev. The ma'akev hu bechinas even, and the ma'akev is sometimes referred to as a rock. Shenira shema'akev ke'even u'manei aler. It's like a rock that's blocking your path, like a stone wall, that kind of thing. Avol be'emes al yodoi ikar ho'er kanal. However, in truth, it's through this obstacle, through this blockage, that a person is zeichet to get to a shleimus ho'er, to a shleimus ha'sechel. Shezeu b'chinas yoshes choshech sisroi. There's a pasuk that says, Kavyochel Hashem places in darkness his hiddenness. Shehu bechinas keser kiyadua. That pasuk is referring kaviyachol to the keser of Hashem, bechinas hamaakev kanal, which is found within that maakev, within that monea. V'dorsh razal, and the Gemara says on this, v'shema tomer lifnim ein oyer, and if you might think that inside of this darkness there is no light, Talmud Leimar, therefore the pasuk continues, Minoga negdoi ovov ovru borod vegachleyesh. That there is this noga, there is this light that's inside of the darkness. V'alkein, Rav Nosson says, and that this is why gam begashmius kol hishavus oyer hoesh kolidei hako daiko. When a person wants to create fire, the way they do it is by striking two rocks together. You strike a rock against another rock, that's what creates fire. Al yedei shenosana shenizborach bina lodom arishin b'moitzoi Shabbos likach shnei avonim. As the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that on Saturday night, Odom Arishin was created on Friday. On Moitzoi Shabbos, Hashem gave him the understanding to take two rocks and rub them together and thereby create fire. That's why we make the bracha b'yirei moir ha'esh on Moitzoi Shabbos at Havdalah. B'zeh b'chinas. So Rav Nosson is pointing out that fire, which is a form of light, comes from striking against the rock. And this is also tied into what the Gemara says, that if you have a piece of wood that doesn't catch fire, you're trying to light a match to it, and it doesn't catch fire, what do? Mevachinle. You beat it. You beat the wood, and that makes it more receptive, you know, to be able to accept fire, to be able to be, take light. Shekol ze nimshach b'sharoshoi mebchinas hakos haradifa b'makev shemishom nisavim tishei chom. Rav Nosson says that this physical item
is obviously tied into the spiritual concept, whereby the only way that a Jew is zochet to be masig or to receive light is through that striking of the mochin against the ma'akev. The lav inu nehorim, where the person is able to receive light from those tishei cholim, which seem to not have light, kihein gevoyin mikol ho'eros, because they are above all standard levels of light. Umishom daiko hamshochas kol ho'eros shaboylam. And it's from there, from these tishei cholim, that all the different levels of light of the world originate from. V'al kein, Rav Nosson Law says, now you could understand why Iker hadlokas haneros hu be'eis haktoiros. That when did they light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? At the time of the ktoros. Bechinas shemen uktoros yisamach leiv kanal. As we see, the pasuk puts these two together. Shemen, which is the symbol of the menorah, and ktoros, which are both part of the simcha. V'zeh im yelikim imodi. And this is why Yaakov Avinu declared, when he made this mizbeach, he said the following words. If Hashem will be with me, Bechinas Malchus. Note, he used Hashem's name Elokim, which is one of the names of Hashem that represents Malchus. Bechinas Elokim Malki Mikedem. There's a pasuk that shows Elokim is associated with Malchus. Shezeh Bechinas Aliyas HaMalchus Anal. Yaakov Avinu was referring to how this whole cycle started. It started by elevating the Malchus, getting it out of the Klipos. Ushmorani Baderech Hazeh Asher Nechi Hoylech. And Hashem will protect me on this path that I am walking. Note, Hoylech. Bechinas Shmiras V'tikun Netzach Hoy Yisoy Shem Klei Alich Anal. Now he's referring to the legs, which are the Netzach Hoy Yisoy. V'nosanli lechem lechoil u'beged l'boish. And Hashem will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Now he's talking about the bracha, receiving the birkas haparnosa from Hashem. Bechinas birkas hayadayim, shu birkas hasechel, shemislabesh beparnosa kanal, as we explained earlier. So note how in the words that Yaakov Avinu is saying here, reciting, he's pushing all the buttons of that chapter in Likutei Moran. He's showing how he's being masig, these madregos, going in the proper seder. V'alkein be'emes lechem marames lachmedoi raisa. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is why we find many times in the Torah, that the word lechem refers to the Torah, lechem ha-Torah. U'beged lilboish bechinas chaluka derabonon, levushin deneshmosa. And the term beged lilboish there doesn't necessarily mean physical clothing, but rather it refers to the Torah of a Talmud Chacham, which is sometimes referred to as his garment, the chaluka derabonon, as it's called, which is the levusha deneshama. Ki hakol echod etzel hatzadikim, because by tzadikim, the physical and the spiritual are one. A tzadik is one who elevates his guf to the level of neshama. I remember once hearing a shir from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, on Lag Boimer. He was once discussing the fact that the Zohar HaKadosh says in one place that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said to his two students, Rabbi Elozer and Rabbi Abba, that you should know that you are, that when you pass away, you're going to become angels. You're going to be angels in heaven. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, what are we talking about? For these tzaddikim, I thought tzaddikim were even higher than angels. For them, that would seem to be a step down. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, no. We know that a person, a human being, is made up of two parts, the neshama and the guf. Their neshama is obviously much, much, much higher than malachim. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was telling them was that they have reached such a high level of spirituality. Their guf is so much like neshama that their guf is going to become angelic. That when they pass away, their guf is going to become a malach. You know, that kind of thing. Their neshama is obviously something much, much higher than that. So Rav Nosson Law says now, and the pasuk continues, V'shafti b'sholoim el beis ovi, and Hashem, you will return me in peace to the house of my father. Av b'chochma. The term Av, father, is always symbolic of chochma. There's a pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik, it says that they called him Avreich. So the Gemara says, Av b'chochma, v'rav b'rach b'shanim. V'shafti daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the word that Yaakov Avinu used. Shafti is miloshen shabbat, to rest. Shemikol mokoim sheyesham. That wherever I'll go to, where Yaakov Avinu was saying, no matter where I'm going to travel to, Yoshuv b'sholoim el hasechel v'achochma, he'll always return in peace
back to the Chochma, back to the Seichel, Shu Bechinas Beis Ovi, which is the house of my father. Meaning, Hein Kishayuchrach Leireid Lamato LeBechinas Heichle Atmurois. Even when I'm going to be forced to go down to the place of the Klipois, the place of the Tumah, Yevarer Mishom, and to extract from there sparks of Kedusha, Ad Sheyale VeYoshuv El HaSeichel B'Sholem, until I'm zoich eventually to go back, up to the place of Seichel, in peace. V'Hein Kisheyirdoif HaSeichel B'Bechinas Redifanal, and so too, when my brain will be racing to understand Hashem, and it'll be jumping up, kavyachol, towards Hashem to try to reach up to Hashem, and it'll be blocked in and held back by that ma'akev, lo yaros chas v'shalom. It won't crash through any fences. It won't break through any barriers. Rak yoshuv al yedei tikun hamesader v'hamayashev. But rather, it'll return through that fence that brings it back down, b'sholem, in peace, El HaSechel, you know, to the proper place of Sechel. Ad Sheyasig Oyer Hoyin Soif, to the point where I'll be zeche to achieve a level of understanding in the infinite light of Hashem, Bebechinas Moti V'loy Moti, on the level of reaching it and not reaching it. I'll be able to touch it, but not be able to hold on to it, you know, permanently. V'zeh, and this is why Yaakov Avinu says there, V'hoyo Hashem li le'loikim, and Hashem will be my Hashem. Ki elu ha'hasogoi seim ikar hamshocha selekusyolov. Because the more a person is zeche to achieve this type of understanding of Hashem, the more he's zeche to draw elokus, spirituality, upon himself. V'ho even azois ye beis elokim, and this rock that I've established here as a mizbeach, as a matzeva, yehiye beis elokim. Shekolul mikol hates hecholin imaprisana. This rock encompasses within it all nine hecholim, plus the curtain that we mentioned earlier, the curtain, the ma'akev. Sheshom hashroa selekusiyas borach. That's the place where Hashem rests his holiness. Shehem bikolius bechinas eser kedushas, which in total we're talking about 10 levels of holiness. Shehem Shoyresh Hoasura Mamori Shabahem Nevroilam, which is the origin of from where emanated the 10 statements of creation that Hashem created the world with. Shehem Bechinas Aseres Adibrois, which is tied into the 10 commandments, which encompass all facets of knowledge, the entire Torah. Vizeh, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, V'choil Asher Titen Li Aser A'asrenu Loch, and Hashem, everything that you'll give me, I'll Meiser. I'll reserve 10% of it for the Kedusha. Soid Meiser, U Meiser Mina Meiser. Yaakov Avinu said, Aser A'asrenu, a tenth and a tenth. Shehakol Bishvil Birchas HaSechel. This is showing that the whole goal and objective of this whole process that we've described here is to get to the Birchas HaSechel, Shemikol HaHashpoi Shemekablam Yisrael, Tzrichim Litein Meiser, O Meiser Mina Meiser, El HaKoyhanim V'Halviim. Because we know that we're taught that from any Shefa that a Jew receives, he's obligated to give a tenth to the Levi, and a tenth of that tenth, which is called Trumas Meiser, to the Kohen. Ki HaKoyhanim Etzlom Kol HaBrochas Kanal. Because we learned earlier that the whole power of bracha is found by the Kohanim, al yedei avoidosam bebeis hamikdash besimcha, through the fact that they did their avoid on the beis hamikdash besimcha, shema oyrim halaviim hoiskim beshir, bekol klei shir. They were the ones, by doing their avoid besimcha, they turned on the leviim to do their singing and their playing with their musical instruments. Shehu bechinas asora minei negina, which represents the 10 types of song. Lahamshich simcha, to be able to draw simcha, as we say, alei osor v'alei novel, alei goyim bechinar, ki simachtani Hashem befo olecho. Shaydeze ikar kol hatikunim kanal. That's how the essence of all the tikunim that we discussed in this entire chapter all come to pass. V'alkein tzrichin litein lohem ma'isrois. And this is why we, Klal Yisrael, are obligated to give our ma'isrois to the Leviim and to the Kohanim, kedei sheyia nimshach habrocho al yodom l'chol Yisrael, in order that we should be able to receive via them, via the Kohanim and Leviim, the bracha on the rest of Klal Yisrael. She'ikar habracha hu birchas ha-sechel, and we know that the true bracha, the most important bracha, is the birchas ha-sechel, she'kol mi eser kanal, which is a composite of 10. The sphere of chachma is number 10. That's the 10th one. That's koil all the others. V'ze b'chinas v'choil asher titen li aser asrenu loch. This is what Yaakov Avinu meant when he said, V'choil asher titen li, everything that you, Hashem, will give me, all the shefa and the parnos and everything, aser asren olach, I'll connect it to that aser asren, to that chochma, to that sechel, which is kol from all eser. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'zeh shekosev b'medrash hanelam, and this is why it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the section called Medrash Hanelam, oilim v'yoredim boi, that when Yaakov Avinu saw this vision of angels going up and down, when are people going up and down? When they're happy. They're dancing. They're jumping up and down. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Kedeisa nogila v'nismecha boi," that it's referring to this concept of simcha, tremendous joy. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this puts the cherry on top of everything we've said till now. Ki hu aliyah v'hayirida hu kefi hasimcha boi yisporach. Because a Jew's entire ability to advance, the moving forward and backwards, all the aliyahs, is all based on the person's simcha. Shaydeze ikar kol hatikunim hanal kanal, through which all the tikunim we've discussed are all dependent on that, are all dependent on this incredible, critical point of simcha digdusha, the meaning of asiyas hamitzvahs besimcha. Paragraph Chafei. This is tied into the battle between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shel Esav. As it says over there, shortly afterwards in the Parsha, that there was a battle between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shel Esav. Om Razal Shu Sar Shel Esav, Ki Ze Yodua, because this is a known fact. Shekol Milchamtom Hoyabinyan Hagolius. The whole battle between Yaakov Avinu and this angel was regarding the exiles that Klal Yisrael would have to go through. Shoish anal rotzol esgaber lahari chagolius. That angel was trying to lengthen the exiles. Uretzoino yhoyo lahagber kol kachat shechas v'shom lo yuchlu lotzes mishom. He wanted to try to stretch out the golus for Klal Yisrael, that it would be so long where they would give up hope and they'd be stuck there forever. Because of the fact that Klal Yisrael see that the final Geula is so far, is so hidden, this is why the Sitrachra, the Klipos, the Goyim say, oh, if that's the case, we'll work against the Jews and we'll get them to give up hope completely. V'ikar hisgabrusam hu golus hanefesh. And the main hisgabrus of the Sitrachra is against the soul of the Jew. Mashem hisgabrim chol pamal kol nefesh nefesh shel Yisroel kemoishem hisgabrim. How they work to attack the soul of the Jew. Shemizeh ikar arichas hagolus haklali kiyadua. And this is really what's keeping the entire Klal Yisroel in golus. Ukvar mavur, and we've learned already before, she'ikar hisgabrus haklipos v'alidei ho'atzvus kanal, that the main thing that gives the klipos power and strength is when a Jew is unhappy, when a Jew is depressed, sad. V'lo yehoyo efshel hisgabra aleihem ach masoinin shekosavnu le'el, she'ho b'hotalya. And on one hand, it would be impossible for us to overcome these klipos, because of what we explained earlier, that these two depend on each other, that kol ma shemizgabrim ba'atzvus, mizgabrim hataivos, mishagel u'momin v'kas, that the more a person falls into depression, the more he becomes vulnerable and susceptible to all the taivos rois and midas rois. V'chein lehepech, kol ma shehataivos mizgabrim hu'atzvus mizgabrim, and the more that a person lets himself into falling into the taivos rois and midas rois, the more depressed he gets, the more it leads the person into further and further levels, deeper and deeper into depression. And based on the degree that these klipos, these forces of tuma, get stronger and stronger and stronger, it would seem almost impossible for a Jew to climb out of there and to start davening the way they're supposed to, and to rise up to the level of the level that they're supposed to, which is simcha. Al kein kimat ovadnu banyenu. And this is why it's almost as if it's all over. It's almost as if it's impossible for a Jew to succeed. Lulei Hashem is Rasalana, were it not for Hashem bailing us out and helping us. In each and every single generation, Hashem sends us true tzaddikim who are involved in helping us and in fighting, helping us fight our battles. This is the concept of this battle that Yaakov Avinu had. Yaakov Avinu is the one who really officially started Klal Yisrael, you know, the 12 tribes. Vehu Iker Simchas Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu is the main simcha of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. He's the first one of the forefathers who was zecher to this Shleimus HaSimcha. Ki Yaakov Bechinas Emes. Because we know that Yaakov Avinu is synonymous with Emes. Kamei Shekosu, Titein Emes LiYaakov. The Emes Hu Oyer HaPonim. And we know that Emes is referred to as Oyer HaPonim. There's a pasuk, Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Sela. So Emes is referred to as the Oyer HaPonim. Shehu Bechinas Chayim, which is synonymous with life. We know the Gemara says, Yaakov lo meis. Yaakovinu did not, Yaakov is Bechinas Chaim. Bechinas Simcha. Kamei Shekosu Batoira Tzivitza Tzedek, as Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 23, in the first half of Likut Imran. Ki Iker HaSimcha, now look at these words. Rabbein Nosson Zal said this a few pages earlier, and now he repeats it. Ki Iker HaSimcha, Shehu HaChius, because the main joy of a Jew, which is the life of the Jew, the spirit of the Jew, is that spark of truth that's deep inside the Jew's heart. Where each and every single Jew knows deep down inside, somewhere deep down inside, the emuna of a Jew, faith in Hashem and in the Torah and the mitzvahs, and shezeh kol simchasenu, and that is the essence of the joy of a Jew and the joy of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, anoichi esmach b'Hashem. What am I happy about? What gives me my happiness? Hashem, my faith in Hashem and my connection to Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Kivoy Yismach Libeinu. Our hearts rejoice with him. Any Jew, joy doesn't come from French fries and steak and swimming in the ocean. Joy comes from Kivoy Yismach Libeinu. The real joy, the deep spiritual joy, comes from a feeling of being with Hashem. etc. El Kel Simchas Gili. I'll come close to the Hashem. To Hashem, who is my joy. Bechinas Yismach Yisrael Boisav. As the pasuk says, the Jews rejoice with their Creator. Bechol Odom, Kefi Ma Shehu. And each and every single Jew, no matter where they're at, in Yizkoy Resatzmoy, if the person will remind themselves, She'afal Pikein, that despite everything that they've been through, despite all the terrible things they've done, despite how far they are, Humizera Yisroel, I am still a Jew. I come from Jewish stock. V'hivdilonu min atoyim bekama bechinois. And Hashem has set us apart from all the other nations, from all in many, many ways. Yochoy l'sameach es atzmoy b'chol mokim shu aydeze. The person will be able to bring himself to simcha no matter where he's at. V'alkein ikra simcho b'chinas kedushas Yaakov, shu b'chinas emes. And this is why we find in the Torah that Simcha is associated with Yaakov. What is Yaakov? Emes. What this is telling us is that when a Jew reaches the point of truth, the real truth, the essence of truth, then the Jew realizes that they have what to be happy about. The truth is that I am a Jew and I am part of Hashem and I have everything in the world to be happy about. And no matter how muddy I am, no matter how soiled and messed up I am, all of that can be washed away. All of that can be laundered. However, the Yetzirah fights this terribly. He works at this, you know, with everything he's got to block the Jew from seeing this truth. First, the Yetzirah gets the person to commit, he seduces him and convinces him to commit sins. And he blocks the person from doing mitzvahs. He gets him involved in all the struggle for parnosa and keeps him totally preoccupied and blocked from learning and davening, you know, from doing the spiritual things. And then, once he gets him deeply involved in the struggle for parnosa, that leads to depression and bitterness. Especially if a Jew whom the Yetzirah has pushed into the deep mire of the worries of Parnassa and all the gashmis of this world, when that Jew suddenly decides to step out of all of that, to escape it, and to start becoming spiritual, to start davening with kavona, to start serving Hashem well, she'oz humezgabar olav ba'atzvus yoiser. That's when the Yetzirah really opens fire, trying to push that person into sadness, depression. Shezeh mazik ma'oid, which is incredibly harmful to that person's efforts of trying to come close to Hashem. Kemuva b'sforim harbe mizeh, as we find in many sforim, it writes about this. Ubefrat bedivrei Agmor Zal, especially in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, ukomeshikosu b'Likutei Moran Tanina Simen Memches, as is found in the second half of the Likutei Moran, chapter 48, shetaketh kishodom roitzel eskarva shemizborach, that as soon as a person makes a decision that they want to start moving closer to Hashem, hu avera gedoyla kishiyesh lo yatzvus, it's a major, major crime and sin for such a person to allow themselves to get depressed. Rabbeinu Zal spoke to us at great length, emphasizing this. As is found throughout his Sforim, and as is found especially in this chapter of Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Dalet, that this halach is based on, She'ikar Golos Yisrael, Golos Hashchina, Hu Ho'atzvus, that the main exile of Klal Yisrael and Golos Hashchina is depression. And this was the whole battle of Yaakov Avinu with the person who was Esav's angel. Esav is looking to lengthen the exile. And we said the essence of exile is depression. And the angel saw that he couldn't beat Yaakov Avinu. Because against Yaakov Avinu himself, this angel is powerless. Ki hoya kodosh v'tohar mo'oid b'kdushas habris. Because Yaakov Avinu was extremely holy and pure in tikkun habris. V'lo yehoyo lo shum pegam bozeh. And he did not have any defects in that area. Shemishom kol ho'atzvus kiyadu. And that's the source of depression. Depression comes from pegam habris, as is known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, and Sifrei Musa, and Sifrei Chasidus. And this is why, as we mentioned earlier, Yaakov Avinu is the essence of joy and truth. However, unfortunately, the angel was able to touch the thigh of Yaakov Avinu, the Iso, and it's brought in Sforim, Shinoga Bebonov Ubedoiro Suachroinim, that the symbolism in his touching the thigh, the Gemara says, Bro Karo Davua, that the son, a child, is an extension of the father. A child is the thigh of his father, the legs of the father. Shehem Bechinas Raklin, Bechinas Ikvis Mashicha, Shebohem Noga. The angel was able to affect the children or the future generations, which are referred to as the feet, because we know that the Gemara speaks about the time right before the coming of Mashiach as the footsteps of Mashiach. Ki ikar his gabrusam ubechinas raglin sheshom achizas aklipa shematzus bechinas sitra demoisa bechinas raglei yodesmovis, because as we mentioned earlier many times, the main place where the sitra achra is able to do harm and to grab hold of is the legs. And as the Pasuk says, that the angel succeeded in moving the bone out of place. Shemizeh nimshach al kein lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael eskidanoshe. And that resulted in the Torah issuing a decree that the Jews do not eat the gid hanoshe. The Iso and its brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, shezeh b'chinas Tisha B'Av, sheboi nechrav ha-beis ha-mikdosh. Al kein lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael. When do the Jews not eat? Es. The word Es is Tisha of, the ninth day of Av. And the word Gid, the Gimel stands for Gimel Tishrei, which is Tzom Gedalia. The Yud stands for Asara B'teves. And Gimel Yudalid is 17, which is Shivasar B'tamuz. And the word Hanoshe is the letters Hashona, of the year. Al Kein Lo Yochlo B'nei Yisrael, therefore the Jews do not eat. Which days do the Jews not eat? Tisha B'Av, Asara B'teves, Tzom Gedalia, and Shivasar B'tamuz. Those days of the year we do not eat. Shebo al yedei, because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Shebo al yedei his gabrus habechiyo v'ho'atzvus bechinam. And what caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was the unnecessary, the unjustified crying of Bnei Yisrael. Ve'bechinas v'yivkuam b'layla hu, where the Torah testifies when the spies came back, the Jews cried on that night. And Hashem said, Atem bechisem bechiyo shelchinam, ani ekbo lechem bechila doris. You cried for nothing, I'm going to give you what to cry for generations. Kiato tzrichen livkois betishivo buvachatsois lailo al churban Beis Hamikdash. Because now that the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed, there's a special mitzvah, special important item to cry on Tisha B'Av and to cry every single night at midnight. Kedei lahamtik hadin bishoroshoi, in order to sweeten the din in its origin, meaning, knows, crying, unnecessary crying is what caused the destruction. The tikkun for it is necessary crying. L'sakein ha-bechiyo v'atzus now, to correct the crying and the depression. U'bishvil elu hanafosh Hashem yoytze yirecho shel Yaakov, lo chamimo Yaakov harbe. And this is why the angel said, send me away, because the morning star has come up. And Yaakov Avinu's response was, I will not send you away unless you give me a blessing. This angel thought that because he had succeeded in harming the thigh of Yaakov Avinu, which is the legs, which means to strengthen the power of Atzvus, that Yaakov Avinu would let him go to get rid of him. However, Yaakov Avinu, because he was so powerful, refused to release the angel until he would give a bracha. Ze bechinas mashikosav Rabbeinu Zal al posuk sosoin v'simcho yasigu v'nosi yolam anocha. This is related to what Rabbeinu Zal discusses in a chapter in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran. We discussed this a few pages earlier. That when a Jew tries to get himself into a happy frame of mind, his worries try to exit. They try to run away, to leave. However, there's a special avoider to grab those worries, not to let them leave, not to let them get away, to grab them. But Rav Nosson Zal says that a person has to grab the worries and bring them against their will into the simcha. V'zehu b'chinas hanal, shahashar shel Esav, shemishum kol hagolios, the angel of Esav, who's the cause of all the exiles of the Jewish people, he's the one who causes all the depression and sadness and worries. He wanted to run away. He wanted to leave Yaakov Avinu when he saw that it's the morning star is coming up. Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Because this angel knew what happens in the morning for a Jew. A Jew gets up in the morning and he grabs his talus and puts it on, and then he puts on his tefillin and he's flying. The Jew is connecting with Hashem on the highest level. And then the Jew says Psuke de Zimra, Vishiros Vitishbochis Harbe Bisimcha, and saying those first parts of the tefillah with tremendous joy. That's what helps a Jew be zeicher, with the assistance of tzaddikim, to elevate all the sparks of kedusha that had fallen into the hands of the tuma, to elevate them until they're zeicher to go through all the different aliyas that we discussed earlier. Alkein Omar LeYaakov Shalcheni Ki Olah Shachar. This is why the angel said, "Release me," because the morning star is coming up. Shehigi Zmani Loimar Shira, because my time has come for me to say Shira. Ki Kol Hamalochim Lamalo Oimrim Shira B'Simcha, because we know that all the heavenly angels, they also sing special praises to Hashem every morning with joy. That is their life and that is their existence. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, Shenikra Moder Hamalochim Shchokim Al Shem Haschoik VaHasimcha. The Gemara in several places mentions the location in heaven where the angels are found is called Shchokim. And Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the reasons why it's called Shchokim is Miloshin Schoik, laughter, Simcha, joy. אבל כל כתרוגם של כמה מלאכים הוא על האודם שבעולם הזה, שלאמרים מלאנו כסזכרנו. However, we know that there are several angels that are jealous of man, and they're complaining. They're always saying to Hashem, why did you have to create man? Man is going to do all kinds of terrible things. כי אין רואי לאילמה שירה בשמחה, מחמה שמשוקה בזה העולם. Man doesn't deserve, it's really inappropriate for man to sing praises to Hashem with joy, because man is steeped in the physical world, שמולי טייבס, which is full of all kinds of base desires, שהם עצוס, which lead to depression. והם מסגרים בוי, and these angels try to do harm against man. However, they don't know, they don't realize she'adara, but just the opposite. Ze ikar hashir v'ashevach v'asimcha shel Hashem Yisbarach, the greatest song and happiness of Hashem is kishe'ola hasimcha mize ho'olam hu'asiya. When singing, when praises of Hashem are put forth from this physical base world, shemolei atzvus yoga in vanocha, which is full of depression and worries and suffering, kishemizgabrim bekoyach hatzadikim, when people on this earth are able to get strengthen themselves through the power of tzadikim, umahapchem yoga in vanocha daikol ososim asimcha, and they're able to turn around all their worries and depression and everything to turn it into joy. That's the greatest nachas to Hashem. V'alkein Omar LaYaakov, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, Lo yashalechecho ki im berachtani, I refuse to release you unless you bless me. Ki ato reitzel alois l'mal avolim ha'shem shiro shubachin ha'simcha. You, angel, want to go up to heaven and sing praises to Hashem from there, which is joy. U'bekan bozeh ho'ilam ato reitzel ha'apel esbonai batzus. Whereas down in this world, you're looking to make my children, Yaakov Avinu said, fall into depression. Uberois choshola shachar, and now that you see that the morning star is coming up, v'hein nizgabrim b'simchas hamitzvois, and my children now are going to get strong, powerful, because they're going to start doing some of the most important mitzvahs of the day, putting on a talis and tefillin and davening shachris. Atoreitz lelech mehem, now you're looking to run away. Loichein adovar, no deal. Ki ani toifescho bal korchecho, I'm going to grab hold of you against your will, ve'eni manichecho, and I'm not going to release you, ki im berachtani, unless you give me a brocha. Ki kol habrochois hein bechinas birkas Hashem hi tashir, v'lo yosef otzevimo. Because whenever we talk about blessings, a Jew receiving a brocha, what category, what umbrella category does the term brocha come under? The umbrella category called simcha, joy. Because we find that there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, the blessing of Hashem gives wealth, and there will not be any sadness or depression with it. So we see that brocha is synonymous with simcha. Ki ani roitze litvois hoischo bal korchoch, lafoi hoischo l'simcha. Because Yaakov Avinu said to this angel, I'm going to grab you against your will and turn you into simcha, referring to his worries and suffering. B'chinas bracha, she'ata bi'atzmecha tesamchenu. You are gonna make me happy. You're gonna give me joy. She'zeu b'chinas sosain v'simcha yasigu v'nosu yogain v'anocha kanal. This is tied into what we mentioned earlier. What Rabbeinu Zal discusses in a chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that very often a Jew who's going through all kinds of difficult times and suffering and problems, and then something happens to make him very, very happy. And in his happiness, all his unhappiness and his worries and his problems leave him. They leave, but they don't leave, not leave that they're eliminated, they go next door. And they're waiting for the second that that happiness lets up a little bit, then they're going to come running in and take over the spotlight again. And they're going to be right back full power, getting the person depressed and worried and suffering, etc., etc. So Rabbeinu Zal says on the Likutei Moran that what a Jew needs to do, a Jew who is full of worries and suffering and trouble and problems, when suddenly they find that they're able to be happy, don't let the worries sneak away, but rather grab your worries and pull them into the wicket, pull them into the dance, pull them into the joy, meaning for the person to be able to say, look at this, despite all the negative things in my life, look how lucky I am that I'm celebrating this simcha, that I found this and this reason to be happy. And if he does it that way, if he doesn't disregard the worries, but rather he includes the worries in his simcha, and he says, but because I have all of these problems, because I have this whole stack of bills, that's why I have to be even happier. Because look at this, it's possible for a person who has this whole stack of bills to have a Shabbos, to enjoy a delicious piece of gefilte fish, and the chrein, and the herring, and this, you know, and have a delicious... And to be able to convert the worries, that the worries should be all the more reason to celebrate even more, to be even happier. Shezel b'chinas b'rtzois Hashem darkei ish gam oivov yashlamitoi. This is also found in a pasuk in the Torah, where the pasuk says that when Hashem is pleased with the path that a person is going on, even that person's enemies come and join him, come to help him. Who are the enemies in this case? The worries and the troubles and the sadness. Even those things can get thrown into the pot, into the chalant, to make it an even better chalant. Shezeu b'chinas mashikosav shom al aisu ashliu moshchu. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to at the end of chapter 24 in the first half of Likutei Moran, when he quotes these words from the Gemara, Aisu Ashliu Moshchu, and Rabbeinu Zal says there, She'atem ba'atzmechem al korchachem, that you, the Sitra Achra, you, the worries, you, against your will, are going to be forced to help me rejoice. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Ve'heviyu es b'nei Yisrael min chol Hashem. The Navi tells us that there's going to come a time when the non-Jews, they themselves, are going to help Klal Yisrael rejoice. And it's with the strength of that joy of the future, we draw that into the present, which gives us the ability to grab hold of all of our worries and problems and turn them around into joy, into simcha, shehu bechinas bracha. And we said earlier that simcha is synonymous with bracha. Shezeu bechinas lo yashalechacha ki im berachtonim. This is what Yaakov Avinu was alluding to when he said to the angel, I'm not letting you go. I'm not going to release you without you giving me a bracha. You, the Sar Shel Esav, I want your bracha. I want the Sitra Achra to add to my simcha. V'zeh shemuva, and this is why it's brought, she'omar, it brought in Sforim, she'omar loy, the angel said, she'ato, I'm sorry, Yaakov Avinu said to the angel, she'ato, yev shalacho loymar shira, ad she'Yisrael yomu t'chila shira, that now, you angels do not have permission to present your song to Hashem before the Jews. The Jews have to first present our tefillah, the psukei, the zimmer, and everything, and only thereafter are the angels permitted to present their song. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, Beron Yachad Koich VeBoiker V'Hodar V'Yariu Kol Bnei Elikim. That first the morning stars sing together, referring to the Shiras V'Tishpochas that Bnei Yisrael give forth, and only after that V'Yariu Kol Bnei Elikim, the heavenly angels present their song. Hainu Shomar Loi, Yaakov Avinu was saying to this angel, She'ato Maschel Kiddushosi, now it's my turn, now my holiness is starting to shine. Shehu Kiddushas Yisrael, which is the holiness of Klal Yisrael. She'yetzu Mimenu, who are coming forth for me. She'me'ato Ein Lochem Rishus Leimar Shira Ad She'bona Yemru Tchila. And that's why now that there is a Bnei Yisrael, you angels have no Rishus, have no permission to sing praises to Hashem before my children do. And therefore I'm grabbing you and forcing you to bless me, thereby converting the worries and the suffering into joy and celebration. To bring joy to my children, until they'll succeed in sorting out and extracting those sparks of holiness that have fallen into the tumah. Kize ikar habirur bishlemus kishememirin umachlifin meral etoiv shemahapchem yogin vanochel asasim simcha. This is the true tikkun. This is the true perfection of sorting out the good from bad when we're zecha to convert the depression into joy. This is what gives us the ability to broadcast Hashem's presence to all the worlds, which leads us to the next tikkun, which is the tikkun of the spheroid netzach yisoid, which are the feet, the legs, which help the person move. And that's related to these songs and praises that Klal Yisrael say, Ad Sho'ilin Ad HaKeser, until we're zeche to climb from level to level, until we get up to the heavenly crown, Shehu HaMesader, Sheshom Aliyas Yaakov, which the crown is what organizes everything and what makes Seder and everything, and that's where Yaakov Avinu was able to rise up to. Kimuva, as is brought, Shekidushas Yaakov Oile Ad HaKeser, that the holiness of Yaakov Avinu reaches all the way up to the crown of Hashem. V'oz Daika, Kishe Yisrael Yomru Shira B'Simcha, and it's specifically at that moment when Klal Yisrael recites the songs of Psukei Dezimra, the Tefillah, with joy, Oz Daika Tuchalalis V'lema Shira Gamkein. Only after them will you angels be permitted to say your song? Ki ato shekvar hischol mimeni kedushas Yisrael, because now, this is Yaakov Avinu speaking, because now that from me has begun the lineage, the pure lineage of Klal Yisrael, yev shelachem lema shira ad sheyomru bonai tchila. You angels have no right to present your song until my songs, my children go first. V'zeh daiko. And what causes this to come about? When a Jew is zeche to convert the worries and the sadness into joy and happiness. I'm not going to release you unless you bless me. Yaakov Avinu was saying to this angel of Esav, your tuma, your sadness and depression, you are going to be used for bracha. You yourself are going to join in and add to the fire, add to the joy. Paragraph Chavov, Vayomer, and the angel responded, Lo Yaakov Yeomar Oid Shimcha, you will no longer be known by the name Yaakov Avinu, Kiim Yisrael, but rather you'll be known by the title Yisrael, Ki Soriso Imelikim Ve'imanoshin Vatuchal, because you battled with angels and with humans, and you held your own. You were successful. This was the angel's way of agreeing with Yaakov Avinu and admitting that he was right. The angel was saying, You will no longer be known by the title Yaakov Avinu, which implies that you're still battling with the feet. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, V'yodo yechezes ba'akev Esav, that when Esav was coming out of his mother's womb first, the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu's hand was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav. So the angel is saying, Kiyem Yisrael Yeshemecha, but rather your name will be Yisrael. Shemoire shekvar nitzachta hamilchama. That implies that you've already won the battle. Kisarisa malakim v'anoshim v'atuchal. You battled against angel and man, and you won. Ze b'chinas mashikosuv l'malo. This is tied into what we learned earlier. Shaydei simchas hamitzvah oilin ad hakeser. Shehu ha-mesader. That when a Jew is zoche to perform a mitzvah with joy, that leads him up a ladder till the point where he gets to the top level on the ladder, which is the crown of Hashem, which is referred to as the Mesader. That's the barrier that prevents the light from crashing, you know, from causing destruction, harm. Va'oz ha-moichin machin ba'prisa. And then the seichel strikes against that barrier, and the person is zecher to achieve the knowledge of those nine special hecholim. However, Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likutei Moran that it's impossible for a person to achieve this without first shu'al yidei sheyorden lehech le'atmurois u'malan hakdush misham.